The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Time for Technology. In Washington, I'm Ira Melman. Most of us don't give much thought to getting dressed every day, but for the elderly and disabled, seemingly simple tasks like buttoning a shirt can prove complicated. Fashion design students recently looked at low-tech ways to make clothes smarter. Tina Trin has the story.
Kieran O'Brien Kern, Client Engagement and Content Development Manager at OpenStyle Lab.
I don't think people realize how difficult a snap can be to fasten. Watch a child try to do it is the most frustrating thing.
When the majority of clothing is made for everyone else, getting dressed is much harder for people like Kieran Kern, who has cerebral palsy. An exhibit at the New School in New York offered some potential solutions. Working with elderly patients at a local rehabilitation center and the nonprofit Open Style Lab, design students came up with pants for those with arthritis or lower limb paralysis. Grace Jun, assistant professor at Parsons School of Design.
So if you're sitting down, these two conductive pants, like patches, will stick together, which means your sensor and your circuit is able to close and you're sending a signal.
Sensors embedded in the fabric can then transmit data about a patient's mobility, allowing them to keep a record of their progress. Grad student Balaram Gallen showed off magnetic closures made especially for a client, Robert, an elderly man with limited dexterity.
The magnets were embedded in a 3D printed encasing so that they don't stick to his wheelchair, but they stick to each other.
Other concepts provide a means of communication. Balaram Gallen, grad student at Parsons School of Design.
Using conductive yarn as a stripe on a cuff. And the idea was that when you touch your two cuffs together, you would get some kind of feedback to different sort of, you know, colors or different intensities of light so that it can kind of help him to express his emotions better.
It all points to a future that's tailor-made for the wearer. Kieran O'Brien Kern, Client Engagement and Content Development Manager at OpenStyle Lab.
Let's say there's a 3D printer in a shop. Maybe they could measure the strength in your hand and create that snap they have the blueprint for, and you have a garment that you didn't have to adapt yourself.
A fashion statement that's stylish and empowering. Tina Trin, VOA News, New York.
You've been listening to Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Make sure you join us next week as we explore technology that changes the way we do and will live.
That was a program from the Voice of America.